And now our last takeout comes from our listeners. We spoke yesterday about daughters who were in perhaps in difficult relationships with their mothers and vice versa. And after we got off the air, Dolores from Oklahoma gave us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I am 75 years old, and my mother never told me yes, and she never told me no. And for 70 years, I tried to please her in everything. I did everything, and I never pleased her. And the last lucid time we talked to each other, she bawled me out that I hadn't hemmed a dress 15 years ago for her for my daughter's wedding, and she lived 200 miles from me.
Wow.
We also heard from Kathleen. Wow. She wrote on our site at thetakeaway.org, my mom moved in with us about 5.5 years ago. She has Alzheimer's. Our relationship wasn't easy growing up, but I appreciate her love and willingness to do whatever it took for us to make it. There are days when it wears on me, but I have to say I'm grateful for the chance to care for her. Within the Alzheimer's community, there's clear institutionalized understanding of respite care, not so with mothering. You're expected to do that job without any real support system.
Great
which is
point.
A really good point.
Yeah.
And aging has been a very strong theme in all the responses we got from you. Anne also wrote, my mother, who passed away at 80 recently, was self-absorbed and narcissistic to her dying day and looking for admirers, not love or relationship with her daughter. After many years of therapy and trying approaches to reach out to her, I've had to move on, though sadly, and be thankful I didn't repeat this pattern as a mother myself.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
Really touched a chord with that conversation yesterday.
I just
it's the candor of our listeners that makes me amazed.
It's very moving, isn't it?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.